What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Greetings, listeners, and welcome back to What Is World, the show where whatever I says goes, as I reshape your reality with my incredibly creative ideas. Like, taxis are orange rather than yellow now. I did that. Okay, admittedly, I'm feeling a little lonely, as everyone seems to have left my universe and, not invited me to wherever they ended up. Perhaps if you all heard the last episode, you'll know what became of them. All I can tell you is that I smell a breach in all of space-time. A sugary, donutty breach. Yes, they must be in some sort of adjoining pastry universe. Oh, yes, here's a note. A what-if question from a Sean Hill. Highly unorthodox in What Is World, but I suppose I can read it. It says, what if there was a donut dimension, and Miss Lynn was the queen, and Mr. Eric was the king? How dare they leave my dimension to rule another? I shall track them down, I swear it, and find out what is the deal. So join me, Carthuncle, as I peek into this adjoining universe to find out what if there was a donut dimension and Miss Lynn was the queen and Mr. Eric was the king.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, what happened to my voice? Oh, no, my name is Mr. Eric. No, my name is King, King Crawler, right?
Your name is King Crawler, of course.
No, and you're Miss Lynn. No, you're not Miss Lynn.
No.
You are Queen Beignet.
Queen Beignet, and we are the monarchs in charge of the donut dimension, of course.
Oh, now I remember, and we are celebrating our 300th anniversary of ruling over everyone. All of our donut subjects with absolute power and very little kindness.
Yes, we've managed to ferret out all the kindness of the past 300 years.
Yes, the only thing sweet about this universe is the taste of our subjects.
Yum.
But we don't eat them, though. That would be weird.
Sure. That would be weird.
We simply entertain ourselves by tossing them on rings.
That's right. So now on with the 300th anniversary celebration. Bring on the ring toss. Where is Glockenspiel the Donicorn?
Yes, clip-clop, clip-clop. It's nice to do our own narration, isn't it, Queen Beignet?
Well, isn't it appropriate? We are in charge of everything within the donut dimension, mm-hmm. So it only makes sense that we should narrate what our subjects are doing.
Yes, yes. So, Fred the Fronut in...
Abacus P. Cronut.
Yes. Oh, everyone line up and get ready to toss yourselves on the ring. And the best part is that if you miss, then Queen Beignet or I, King Crawler, get to toss you again.
And we haven't had much practice.
No, they've only had a little bit of practice and it was all with me. And I'm a very crumbly Fred the Fronut now. I don't like it.
Get it together, Fred the Fronut. It's your turn.
It is your turn. Just throw yourself on to Glockenspiel the Donicorn.
Oh, fine. Oh, I fell and broke. Does anyone have any toothpicks? Those fix donut people, right?
Okay, the queen's eyes have glazed over, if you know what I mean.
So let's just get through our donut toss and on to the next event.
Well, Sal, it looks like it's our turn to be tossed around the unicorn horn. Allow me to cast a levitation spell. Donutus Levitatius! Oh, my, there we are. Would you like me to cast a spell on you, Sal?
No need. I'll just wish myself over there. And poof!
That salmon donut smells like success.
Okay, I think it's my turn. I wonder if an Achubu will help me get a ringer. Ready? Achubu!
Oh, well done.
I think I'm stuck up here.
It's my turn. Here I go.
Oh, Kessler.
Whee!
Of all our donut subjects, I dislike you the least.
Oof.
And now you, Squiddy Donut, the least appetizing of us all, fling yourself onto the donut corn horn so I no longer have to look at you.
Hey, everybody. Think there's been some kind of problem here, right?
The only problem I'm aware of is that you are out of line.
Something's gone wrong with this dimension. I'm part interdimensional because of my I can't remember my own my kathung.
What is happening?
I didn't want to narrate something like this happening today.
Whatever you are, opening up our dimension like a box, I demand you stop.
And quit sticking your not-sugared tentacles into our dimension.
What even is that?
It's some sort of squid.
It looks slimy. That is not donorific at all.
Indeed, I am not donorific. Because I am Carthuncle. And I am crashing your party, invitation or no.
Well, you would need to not be invited in order to crash the party.
That's how that works.
Yeah, semantics. I have brought a paradox-proof parallel pastry planet-packing paper parcel, also called a bag. So everyone get in here, and it will fix you right away.
Fix?
What requires fixing? Everything is perfect in our donut dimension.
Yes, it's for the two of us, everything is exactly as we want it to be all the time, and I never have to think about any grudge that I have against a person from another dimension.
Calm down, King Crawler, calm down.
Okay, I'm just going to stuff you all in the paper bag.
Oh.
Okay, I'll be very gentle.
Oh, it is slimy, and I think I like it.
Yes.
Now I'm starting to remember something about the dimension.
And then I simply turn the paper bag inside out, and voila.
Whoa. Oh.
Miss Lynn!
Oh, Mr. Eric, what? Oh, what just happened?
I don't know. All I remember is you had an awesome, like, wealthy dowager voice is happening for some reason.
Oh, I feel like I'm full of custard or...
We must have just eaten too many donuts. 300th episode or no, sometimes you just have to practice a little moderation.
Oh, I agree.
It wasn't that. I literally saved your universe. It's like the second time this year. Kathunkle.
Uncle, what are you doing here? I specifically wrote on the party invitation that you were not invited. You know why.
I don't know why. Could you just please tell me? I've been trying so hard. Just help me along the way.
Well, you've eaten me, like, at least a dozen times. Probably more. Miss Lynn, how many times has he brought you to What If World when you were just hanging around the house?
It hasn't been that many times, but it was without my consent.
Plus, Kathunkle, you never made that tuna-flavored kathoffee I was petitioning you about.
Okay, well I mean, that was a business call. I
mean, that actually sounds terrible.
Wait, everybody. Kathunkle has made a lot of mistakes, and you don't have to forgive him if you're not ready, or maybe you never will be. But holding these grudges has made for a lot of mistakes and a lot of negativity on a day that was supposed to be a celebration.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess that's true, Scully.
He did refurbish the clown museum in his belly, and sometimes I actually am looking forward to getting eaten because there are some really cool exhibits.
Yes, I added a wing for when your mother worked as a clown.
I know, that was really thoughtful.
Oh man, what? Now I kind of want to see that.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Lynn, I know that I bring people to What If World all the time, but the children ask me to. They think it's funny, and I take very great care to make sure that no one truly gets hurt. It's quite important to me now. I'm trying to be better.
You know, actually, your Monsterchino is my favorite non-tuna flavored drink.
I mean, I do feel a little bit bad now that I just have been holding this grudge without coming and telling you.
I could have said that there were some people here who have been eaten by you in the past, and that's why we weren't inviting you. Part of me has been just feeling bad because I haven't talked to you about all this.
Listen, all of you, if you have grievances with me that you are ready to resolve, then simply line yourselves up and tell me what you dislike about me. Oh, that's a really big line. Wow, it's... Oh, no, they're lining up all the way out of the observatorium.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you, and it's not a good chewing kind. It's the kind that your daddy takes away and you're mad at him.
I'm not sure what that means, Fred. Everybody, you know, maybe we parcel this out a little bit.
Right, how about everybody, instead of making a big, giant line, why don't you come and get some donuts? We must have over 300 donuts here.
Ooh, this donut looks very spicy. Do you think I should eat it?
Please, please eat it, Gathunkle.
Yes, that donut is technically for you.
Yes. Let me stand back a little bit.
Oh, Miss Lynn, do the voice again. You look half queen.
What? I don't know what you're referring to, Mr. Eric.
Okay, now Tuvi, say something.
What?
Do you still not hear it, you two?
I don't know what he's going on about. Mr. Eric, you just have to let this Tuvi Miss Lynn grudge go.
It's not a grudge, it's a vocal simulant. Forget it!
The end! I'm not going to come to any more parties if Mr. Eric is going to make such a fuss about how I sound like Miss Lynn.
Well, there you have it, folks. Our 300th episode. Can you believe it, Miss Lynn?
Oh my goodness, 300 episodes. I can't believe we did it.
Miss Lynn, I really do want to thank you. This show would not still be happening without your help. You make this show better, and you are just a wonderful, wonderful producer.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Eric. I love making What If World with you. It is the best job I have ever had, and I have had more jobs than Petey the Pirate.
Me too. I've had a lot of jobs too. And I love this one. We have a quick couple of questions that we want to read to you. Now, we're all a part of making this 300th story, and really all of your questions are part of keeping this show going, mm-hmm. even though there's no possible way we could ever answer all the amazing questions we get. Miss Lynn, can you read Ramona's question?
Ramona asked, what if Fred was a donut?
Perfect.
And Ariana asked, what if a donut talked to a unicorn?
Yes. And then finally, Lucas V, our patron who submitted a bunch of questions, asked, what if Gathunkle covered the world in a paper bag? And that's how we saved the day. Thanks, Lucas.
We couldn't have done it without any of you. So thanks so much for sending in your ideas. Like Mr. Eric said, What If World wouldn't exist without you.
I want to give a big thank you to the voice actor Kessler Talbot, Mick Sullivan of the podcast The Past and the Curious, Meg Lewis of the podcast Story Pillar, Jonathan Cormer of the Dork Tales Storytime podcast, and last, but most certainly not least, my friend Melly Victor of the podcast Stoop Kid Stories.
Scully the Squid here to shout out Will. who is 10 years old and has a Guilds and Goblins character named Spark.
Spark is an Elkamar, a race Will came up with, which is a fox that has elk horns. I am JF Cat, and I approve of this forest creature.
Will lives in Nova Scotia in Atlantic Canada.
Will plays soccer and tabletop role-playing games.
Will's pets' names are Barrel, Bully Boy, Baby, Uno, Misty, Calico.
Plus two kittens, who we don't know the names of, and dogs, Jojo and Smitty. Will also has a sister named Una.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator. My producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, and everyone who has ever listened to this show. You are the reason we keep going. And until we meet again,
keep wondering.
Hi, my name is Elena Stepler, and I am ICAN Radio and All Classical Portland's Youth Roving Reporter. And I would like to share with you a song that I am grateful for. A song I am extremely grateful for is the jubilant piece called Linus and Lucy, written by the acclaimed jazz musician Vince Guaraldi, which was first recorded in 1964. If you recognize this song, perhaps you heard it while watching a Charlie Brown animation. In this song, there are only three instruments, the piano, drums, and bass. This tune is so cleverly played with its lively, cheerful, and sweet notes. I hope you enjoy this song as much as I do.